Blog Talk Radio.
Took it to a
snap, snap, Comstock and Clinton. You know my shit is hitting. Yeah, y'all a fly nigga, Biggie Small. Chicken flavor make a nigga wanna dig up in they drawers. Put the burner, catch a body. I got styles like karate. Jiu-jitsu, when I hit you, then I split you like a cantaloupe. Hope you got a rope to hang yourself. I rouse the self from Brooklyn. Where else? Fat like Alexis Poop. I rip your troop. Not even Lois Lane to get the scoop. What you think, I'm stupid? My crew is mad deep. I hope you niggas sleep. Huh. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. Twist cabbage on fake steak. Niggas don't think shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yo, what's up, y'all, man? Thanks for your patience, and thanks for everybody tuning in. Like I said, you know what I mean? I got to get the boards and everything ready. Don't want to be sounding crazy when I come on and talk to y'all, because I know y'all probably just got off work, all that good stuff. I know y'all got some stuff to throw out there, so let's dive right into the callers, man. I got 323-480. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from. Three, two, three, four, eight, zero. You're live.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
What's up, Black Cherry? Gage Loke from L.A.
That's what's up. Way from L.A. Well, what you got to let us know from L.A., man?
Man, not a whole lot. Just I ain't called in a while. Just wanted to, you know, check in with you, see what you, you know, how the show doing and everything. I know it's doing good, but just wanted to put my little 2 cents in here now and then.
Yeah, well, it ain't about me, man, so you let the people know what's up with you. And hold on 1 second to all the new callers that just jumped in. Please stay right where you at. Also, I got Super Lex from Buddha Monks, Universal Zoo Disciples. He's going to be with us in about 10 more minutes. So shout out to Buddha Monk, Sue Brillies, rest in peace, old dirty bastard. But yeah, man, go ahead and let everybody know what you got going on.
Definitely, rest in peace, ODB. Man, I ain't really doing too much. I'm going to do a project with Day True, your boy from your town, from Detroit. But I ain't really doing too much, man. Just calling to, you know, support and maybe bust out a little freestyle.
All right, well, go ahead and bust that freestyle, man.
All right, something like this. I think I've been looking for love in all the wrong places, like asking a horse what's the source of his long faces. Being told we are all equal, guess I'm all the wrong races. Like too light to be black, but too black to be white. Given a long life, driven to right wrongs, I write songs to long nights. Still cold, gets real old, being still told by the world that I ain't real gold. But I'm still bold, mashing through war zones barefoot, where most of you motherfuckers won't tiptoe with steel toes. Real brothers, we don't kill bros. Real men, we don't feel hoes. Life is all about choice, and in the end, if you wasted yours, you still chose. You said it's chess, not checkers, and now you're playing with real pros. You say I ain't cool, then how come I'm still froze? I'm an ice maker, overflowing with ill flows. And whoever say I ain't real can eat a real dick or keep munching on dildos, loco.
Okay, okay, okay. Why don't you tell them one more time where they can find the boy Loco, man?
Oh, yeah. Find me on unsigned.com, unsignedartist.com. It's under Gage Loke. Reverb under NGN Underground Inc. And Facebook, SoundCloud. Just type in Gage Loker, NGN, Underground Inc., and you'll get us.
Well, this is what I need you to do, man. Every single Tuesday, same time, number, I don't care if you're in Hawaii, Mexico, UK, I need you to call in, man. It's free promotion, all right?
Okay, man. I've been real busy, man, but I got a little time, now. So yeah, I'll be checking in more often.
All right, and just to let you know, if you want to stick around in the queue, man, Super Lexi from Universal Zoo Disciples, man. You know, Buddha Monk, Wu Tang Royalty.
Yes,
so if you want to holler at him, just stick in the queue. I'll let you get on with him. All right.
Most definitely, man. I'm gonna stay on all night.
All right, for sure. All right, to all the callers, I got to take a real quick break, and then I'm going to get right to y'all, so please don't hang up. All right, y'all, I'm back. I hope I ain't make y'all wait too long. So, all right, let's keep it moving, man. I know y'all got some stuff to say out here, man. I got 602-903. Please state your name and where you're from.
Yo, what's up, homie? This is Noble Gentry, 1017, Brick Squad, Mafia. Squad.
Okay.
Out of Phoenix, Arizona.
I don't know, man. You tell me. You called in. You let the people know what's up, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, shout out Blackout Radio. You know what I mean? BSM, 1017, Brick Squad. We in the building. We're out here in Phoenix, Southwest, holding it down for y'all. We just had our big homie, Waka, in the building on Saturday out here at BOK Live. Did the Urban Splash thing, you know what I mean? Real big life. Check me out, though. www.noblegentry1017.com. One of the only Chicanos in the game under the label right now doing big things.
That's what's up. What else you want to let them know? You got any performances or tours coming up?
Yeah, you already know. So I got the new album dropping, Noble Gentrification, a.k.a. my name is Noble Gentry. That album dropped 7/10/17. I got a second album that's going to be following that up that's going to drop October 17/17, just to say with a 10/17, agenda there. And then we got the tour coming out, the plug tour. That's going to be actually a 3-series tour. We're going to start in August here on the West Coast. We're going to move it to the Midwest and the East Coast. We're planning to do it all in 6 months. So a month and a half on the West Coast, month and a half Midwest, month and a half on the East. Make it happen. That's the plug tour, Noble Gentry.
Okay, that's what's up. And you got anything else you want to let people know?
Yeah, I'll spit a little something. I mean, I heard the last call on there, spit a little something for y'all. You know what I mean? So I figure out, if it's cool with you, I'll spit a little something for you real quick just to let
What kind of question is that, man?
You already know, homie. So here's how it goes. You know what I mean? Noble Gentry, and I'm so malicious. In my game plan just to go vicious. Side line on these broke bitches. I get that money like it's religious. Hacking funny, he might be snitching. Talk sideways, my knees stitches. Birdman, like I feed those pigeons. Wait up, I flip it out and I flip it. You heard about me, but you never listen. So swerve around me with the bullshit, miss me. Have the crowd out jerking with me. All GQ when I post for pictures. A&Rs know they want to sign me. No wood and nickel, my bitch zombies. Rich niggas get snitched by line. I'm moving signs, dead presence find me. Call me West Coast Pistol Pete. Wait, no, what you say? Killing beats. I'm moving sign. Dead presence find me. Hold up. Call me West Coast Pistol Pete. Wait, no, what you say? Killing beats. Track star homie like I run the streets. Nicky Barnes, Mafia Beast. Speaking on me, get your bloody white tee. Speaking on me, get your 6 feet deep. Creeping on me, get your bloody white tee. Straight on me that I've been going crazy, but I've been a psycho since I was a baby. I'm the king of the most underrated, and I'm dream smoking. I'm getting nightmare faded. Yeah, the lean is potent, but my nines is dangerous. I'm blowing up the mic like a hand grenade. Lips hit your face like I'm masturbating. Like Lil Wayne, homie, I'm alien. Fuck what you think, I'll leave your thoughts dangling. A spot opens up in this game, I'm gonna take it. 1017, Brick Squad. What's up? Noble Gentry.
Well, let them know again where
the
fuck you at, man.
Everywhere, dog. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Noble Gentry 1017. Website, www.noblegentry1017.com. 1017 Mafia Gang, Worldwide, OG Mac Drama, Salute, Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane.
All right. You got anything else you want to throw out there, man?
That's all love, homie. I appreciate you guys for having me on tonight.
Well, you want to know how you can show me appreciation?
What's that?
Call in every single Tuesday, man. All right?
You already know, homie. I'm going to be pushing you guys heavy, dog, from here on out.
All
Blackout
right,
Radio,
sure.
Dog. BSA 1017. Squat.
Squat. All right, y'all. Again, I appreciate everybody calling in tonight, man. Like I said, I run this show for y'all. So if y'all not calling, I can't run it, man. It's just that simple. And hopefully I'm not making people wait too long. I appreciate the callers and everybody. About 5 minutes, my special guest should be joining us exclusively from Buddha Monks Universal, Zoo Disciples. For those that don't know, that's Wu-Tang. Shout out to Rest in Peace, Old Dirty Bastard. There's a lot of, for those that don't know, man, when I started off, Wu-Tang affiliates really showed me love, Hellraiser, a lot of them. So big shout out to the whole movement. Anyways, we'll get to a few more callers, and hopefully my special guest will be on the queue. So I got 313-723, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Hello, hi, I'm Lady Taz from Detroit.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much here to promote Bamboozle 313.
Well, go for it.
Okay, he's working on his album still. He has 6 videos on his YouTube. His YouTube is Bamboozle 313 ENT. And his Instagram is RODDET 313. And his Facebook is Bamboozle Drake, which is BAMBOOZELD space Drake, DRAKE.
Okay, that's what's up. And you got a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to just tell you about my YouTube and my Instagram, which I'm Lady Taz.
Okay, anything else?
Oh, well, not much, because he's going to be getting on the line soon, so I know he's going to be... You know what I'm saying? Spitting his, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, most definitely, if you can, most definitely, if you can, feel free to stick in the queue, and I give you a chance to holler at my special guest, too.
All right, sure will.
All right. All right, I got 413-727, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Yo, it's Jules. How's it going, you guys? I'm calling from Western Massachusetts. What's up, Black
Hey,
Peter?
What's up?
I'm good.
I don't know. You tell me.
I just got back from a big festival. I was sleeping underneath the stars for 5 days, listening to music, performing, selling my merchandise, and, man, promoting myself to all kinds of people out in the street and out in the festival. So I've been busy. Now my grind's back on. Yeah, so I want to give a shout-out to Blackout Radio. Thank you so much, Eddie Powell, for everything you've done for me, including I got to give a shout-out to Young Zeke and to Lindell Spirit, a.k.a. Love Sexy, who was Prince's producer back in the day for Paisley Park. He's got this VIP Room magazine that he's dropping. Supposed to be anytime soon now. I just got word today. Young Zeke's on the cover, and I met him through you. So I got to give you lots of mad props and respect for everything you do for me and for all the artists out there. And I'm a big fan, Black Tear, so I have to say that every time because that's where my heart goes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it. It's all right.
No, like I said, that's the whole point of me running the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you, there's not a lot of outlets out there that's going to connect you with artists like that. You know what I'm saying? So you taking advantage of it. You feel me? So, I'm glad I can help. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I am too. And if it weren't for you, and, you know, it's smart for all these callers to be doing what they do, which I have a lot of respect for them because it's not easy, and what you do isn't easy too. I mean, I know, 17 shows, 20 hosts, you know, that's not easy, and I appreciate all the support and, you know, having me calling into the shows and everything. I've gotten a lot of great work out of it and a lot of promotion and a lot of great connections. I met so many great people, so shout out to all your hosts out there. I love you all. Everyone is part of the Blackout Radio family. And if y'all want to check me out, I'll do my links. Shout out to DJ Flipside. I got to give him number one props because he put me on 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes. So I got to give a shout out to him and the Wu Lords and Wu-Tang Clan and Hellraiser and all my family that I met through him and, you know, GZA and Buddha Monk and all the cool cats out there that I'm really, really grateful to know. And shout out to Crip Hop Nation. You can find me on the 10th anniversary CD. I can tell I'm tired. I'm already in bed right now, getting ready to snooze. But I had to do this because it's very important, and I feel like not doing it is wrong. So, yeah, you guys can find me on the 10th anniversary CD with the Crip Hop Nation. And I'm also Untouchable Magazine's first cover girl, so I got a big time rep for John Taylor and my family over there at Untouchable Magazine. And to be on the pages with you, Black Tear, is just an honor. So I thank you for everything you've done for me. And I won't want to take up any more of your time or anyone else's time. So.
Oh, no, it's no problem. Most definitely, I definitely appreciate you calling in. And like I said, I'm talking to Lex now. Lex, shout out to Universal Zoo Disciples. Shout out to them. He'll be joining me in a few minutes. So definitely if you want to talk to him, just stick around in the queue and I'll make sure you get on.
All right. Thank you so much, fam. I will do.
All right. No problem. All right. So as stated, I'm talking to Lex now. He'll be joining us real soon. So shout out to the whole Universal Zoo Disciples. Also, Buddha Monk, who was on my show last October. And like I said, when I first started out just as a rapper, the whole Wu-Tang Clan affiliate movement showed me a lot of love, so I'm just showing it back. But we're going to keep it moving. Some callers until Lex joins us. I got 216-205. You're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
Hey, my name Leggins. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, that's what's up. Wade from Cleveland. What's going on?
What's going on with you, Leggins? What is he? Like the pants?
I don't know if you call me Leggins, but my name is Black Tear. This is my show. But
no,
I'm
Leggins.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, you tell me. The floor is yours. You can let everybody promote. You can promote yourself. You got any projects coming out?
Well, I actually just did a recent project, a music video that just dropped 4 days ago, Lake Erie Mafia, Smoke 'Em. Me and my man Castro, we have our own little thing going on, but I'm also a solo artist as well. My rap name is Leggins. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm 23. I got bars. Follow me on Instagram, LEGGINZ_. For all the updates, follow Lake_Erie_Mafia for all the future updates on that, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Click the link in my bio. That's my music video.
Okay. And you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Oh, yeah, my SoundCloud. And you can type in Leggins as well. Leggins running this shit. That's another single from my mixtape that's coming up. I also act. I played in the movie Winners with Christian Keys and OG Bobby Johnson. So
nice.
I have a couple IMB credits. Mhm. Yeah, and
nice,
I'm just,
nice.
You know, trying to run it up.
All right. And, well, you want to spit some bars real quick?
Spit a couple bars?
Yeah.
Okay, look. Let me see.
Well, hold on. Before you do that. Just one second. My special guest, Lex, Universal Zoo Disciples, has made it in the building with me, so he'll be joining us. I'm going to take one more caller, and I'm going to go straight to the interview. And then, again, y'all, if y'all want to holler at him, ask for advice, all that good stuff. Like I said, his official Wu-Tang affiliate group right there. Y'all can talk to him and promote yourselves. But, yeah, go ahead and drop those bars.
Okay, I'm going to drop a couple bars from the music video that just dropped. Smoke 'em, Lake Erie Mafia, which is in my bio, Leggins, with a Z, LEGGINZ_. And it went a little something like this.
I'm going to give you that smoke. You're trying to have beef, I will give you the most. If you want beef, I'm going to serve you with toast. If you want beef, then I'm coming with roast. Potatoes and carrots, I'm all in your throat. My tool in your mouth, bitch, you ready to choke. If you talk dirty, I'm coming with soap. My pocket said cheese, it ain't telling no joke. I don't think y'all niggas paid attention. I tell you about my pockets, but my pockets just mentioned. And y'all was talking money, and you know I'm going to listen. Pockets told me I had it whipping in the kitchen. Pockets told me when my money went missing. Had to go to Savage Club, niggas went missing. These hoes so fake, yeah, I got these bitches wishing.
Okay, that was dope. Why don't you tell them one more time where they can find you at?
You can find me on Instagram, leggings, L-E-G-G-I-N-Z underscore, or type in leggings on YouTube or Lake Erie Mafia. That's Lake E-R-I-E and Mafia, yes. Music video just dropped. Or follow me on Instagram, or my partner's his Instagram name is L-E-M underscore M-A-E-S-T-R-O underscore Castro. That's a lot. Follow me on Instagram and it'll have all the Z's. Leggings underscore with a Z. Yes, music video just dropped.
Well, most definitely, if you want to call in every single Tuesday, you get the same opportunity, throw your links out there, get the rap, you know, network with people. And definitely, if you want to holler at my special guest, you can stick in the queue. I'll let you on to talk to him also.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely, if you can, make sure you call in next Tuesday also.
I definitely will. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This is my first time doing this. I hope it don't. I was a little nervous.
You show me appreciation by calling in every Tuesday.
Okay, I got you.
All right, for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, no problem. No problem. All right, y'all. Gonna go straight to my special guest, man. What's up, Super Lex? What's going on with you tonight, man?
Tell him, man. Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right. Well, you got the stack by Wu-Tang Royalty Buddha Monk. You also a part of Universal's New Disciples. So why don't you let the people know more about you, man? You know, how you got started with rap, the influences, all that good stuff, man.
Well, yeah, I got started as a kid with it, you know, growing up in the 90s. I grew up with a different era of sound of music, so I'm more influenced by that kind of sound. Nothing against people that do, you know, modern sound kind of shit, but, you know, I'm more into the lyrical and music with a message than the party shit, if anything. But yeah, you know, it's Universal Zoo Disciples, go by UZD, stamped by Buddha Monk, you know, that's the god. We're supposed to meet with him today, but, you know, shit got mixed up. So we're going over the songs for the album, because the album's going to be Buddha Monk Presents Universal Zoo Disciples. I can't wait till we can start letting out some of these damn tracks, because even the ones I sent you, those aren't even things that are gonna be on the album, because we've been keeping them real close. We're also working on the Universal Killer Bee stuff, which is gonna be under Papa Wu, which is, I can't wait to start working on those things. It's a beautiful thing. Been doing music for recording and things of that, and it's probably at least 15 years.
Nice,
now,
nice.
You know, now it's like where it's more focused on actually putting it out there instead of just making it, you know, instead of just making music, we're actually pushing it. And things are just growing organically in a way to where worldwide, and we ain't even got an album yet. You know what I mean? Connecting with people in Iceland, New Zealand, all over the world, France, South America. I mean, even in America, you know, just connecting through states, meeting mad people. We did a tour down North Carolina, three-show tour. Like, just just off of love and hip hop, it's fucking beautiful that the way things are happening. Shout out to my people's Cash, Nabi, D's, Mike Boston. Mike Boston got the mobile studio thing going. I don't know if you know about that. He was on Ellen a couple weeks back. She popped up at his job, gave him a freaking car and some money. He's doing big things for the community out there in Dorchester, working with the kids and the police, trying to connect the community with the police. What he does is he has a studio, and he rides out in the hood, and you could just swing the mic out, or you could sit in the car and record some shit. But, you know, it's a way the kids have the kids connect with the cops and not be afraid, and the cops not be afraid of the kids, you know, instead of them thinking everybody's bad. And it got him a lot of recognition that he deserves, you know what I mean? She hooked him up, man. It was crazy. I don't know if Ellen got a website or whatever, but you can go look it up. It was crazy, crazy. Like, it'll bring a man to tears. It was great to see. Because man sacrifices a lot for the community, you know?
Well, most definitely, not only are you a member, the co-founder of Universal Zoo Disciples, but for those that don't know, I know it's a lot of young people tuning in. I'm young myself, but I do know about hip-hop history. Old Dirty Bastard, you know, once he passed, one of the groups that was created to keep his memory alive was the Zoo Bullies, which I see you're a member of, correct?
Yep.
So how did that happen, you know, being able to be affiliated with a Wu-Tang Legends, you know, group like that? How did that come about?
And that's why I always use the word organic and how this shit grew. Because, like, it happened, a bad situation got turned good one night where Nabi was supposed to be the host of a show, and it was going to be Ghostface and Capadonna EPMD. With the fucking promoter, and the show was in Mass, and that's where Buddha Monk's based out of right now. And so he was there with his peoples, and like Ghost peoples and shit rolled up from New York, and EPMD people rolled up, you know, that niggas, they ain't that far. So fucking Navi's gonna be the host. John Gotham's a DJ from out here, shout out to him. And the promoter tried to play dumb and disappeared, no money, and left these niggas on site. And from the way they held their ground, instead of bouncing and being fake like the promoter was, which the promoter told them to fucking bounce, which is crazy. Talking about if you value your life, sneak out the back door. And instead of doing that, this nigga was real with them. And Buddha Monk took a liking to how they held themselves. So from there on, we just started working with him. He didn't even know, you know, really, like, it was supposed to be just, because we also have the Chop Shop Radio. We have the podcast. And when he found out that we do music, too, and that, you know, shit's hot, we started fucking with him too. So like it all just, and now it's gone from that to where, you know, we also gonna be fucking with Papa Wu, doing working music with him. I can't even explain how it just all happened.
Well, that's
like Nabi behind the scenes doing his thing. He a Jeb Jaw. You know, he talked, but
that's definitely like a huge accomplishment, man, for you to not only be the co-founder of Universal Zoo Disciples, but also a member of Zoo Bullies. And for everybody tuning in, it don't stop there. But I don't know how long you've been in touch, you know, with the whole Wu-Tang movement as far as interaction, but that's pretty big, you know. So shout out to you, you know what I mean, for carrying on the legacy of Old Dirty Bastard. who is one of my favorite MCs of all time. Yeah. But not only that, you got Universal Killer Bees, man. So how did you do that, man?
That was Nabi doing his thing too, man. I mean, Nabi's like, he's an artist and untrained manager that just, he makes shit pop, you know what I mean? He linked up with Papa Wu to some other people, and again, just caught a liking to the man, and then we went through, met him and everything, and then things just happen how they're supposed to, you know what I mean? I mean, I can't really explain that, and there's things I can't talk about yet, but it's going to be big. It's going to be big. It's not just going to be us. It's going to be other artists, you know, from different parts of the country, maybe even different parts of the world. Universe Kill B shit is going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy.
That's what's up. So what advice could you give to artists that would be looking to get on, you know, because that's some major stuff, man. You know, literally, Old Dirty Bastard was one of the original members of Wu-Tang. Buddha Monk was his right-hand man. And also, shout out to Menace, because I am a part of Team OBEZY. And shout out to Menace. He is also a member of Zoo Bullies, honorable member, and a few other Wu-Tang affiliates.
Shout out to Piff. Shout out to Odama. They doing their things, I believe.
Yeah, so for the artists out here that's looking to get to a stature in hip-hop, because, you know, we got Future and all these other rappers out here that, you know, they're holding it down right now, but not, I wouldn't say for the old-school hip-hop. So for the artists that's, like, really trying to do the art how it was, what advice would you give them, you know, seeing you came as far as your status?
You know, I mean, you only leave your mark if you hit your own spot. You know what I mean? Come with your own sound, come with your own ideas, you know, and just do it in a way nobody can do it. And that's all you can really aim for. Like, there's all these people that just want that quick in and out. But they expect it forever kind of shit, but they don't know it's an in and out kind of thing, you know. That one hit wonder, that radio play, thinking they're gonna be around forever, you know, but you know, you gotta keep your open mind, versatility, and just be true to yourself, man. You know, you can't try to be what everybody else is trying to be if you're gonna have some longevity in this shit.
Most stuff. And I'm going to ask you probably a few more questions, and then we're going to get to some callers. So we didn't go too deep into, you know, the projects. I know you said you got the albums coming out, but do you got anything else far as media or touring or branding that you can share with the people that, you know, might be interested in following you?
Yeah, I mean, we got the website we just set up. Not too much on there, but there is some things and links. Next to the Chop Shop radio show that we do every Thursday. It's UZD.world. We couldn't and we didn't want the .com, so we went with world. you know, we got our SoundCloud. Well, I got my SoundCloud. Juzy D Lex. I mean, Lex underscore super. Then my Facebook page, Juzy D Lex. But, you know, right now we just been hoarding music so we can just blast the scene with a blitz real quick. You know what I mean? So we just been doing shows here, not really setting anything up till we have everything in order for the album. But we got a show out here coming up on the 10th, which is gonna be huge with Dirty.
Oh yeah.
Dirty's some artists from out here from Mass, with Jack the Ripper. It's gonna be cool.
We're holding
everything kind of close to the vest. Well, the album's gonna be called Divine Justice. And there's a song that we have that title that we've been performing. Probably we only performed it like 2-3 times. But you know, it's getting a good reception. But
how are you taking like the momentum, man? You know, you got the Wu-Tang legend, you know, that you got the stamp from, and then, you know, got the album coming and all y'all spit fire in there. So like, how you handling the momentum?
You know, we're trying to just keep proper pace, and most people try to get a big head for no damn reason. Like, we always got to remind ourselves, like, we ain't even dropped it yet. Like, we're niggas hate this shit, you know what I mean? But,
and I can't wait to
everybody.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, like, everybody before we formed, you know, was doing their thing in their own right, as it is. I mean, other than not being myself for a little bit, we had stopped. But like, you know, so the stuff that we have been putting out there is like probably stuff that we aren't going to use, or like stuff from people's earlier works that we did together or something. But
what?
Like, I can't wait so everybody can hear this shit, man. Like,
yeah, and then you already know, y'all get something official, send it to me, man. Because like I said, already spoke with Mr. Walker earlier. He want me to get through everybody else before I get to him. So, you know, I want y'all at least one member on once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Pop Sounds got them beats. Showcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got about 20 more minutes left in the show, and I still got to play your music. So we're going to holler at a few callers, and then we're going to drop some music. And then, you know, you busy, so I want to make sure I get your links and stuff out there again, and then we're going to wrap it up. But I got 910-709, you're live. And all callers, please, if you can, ask at least one good question to my guest, and then you can feel free to do whatever you want, and that's just for everybody in general.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, my brother. Rest in peace, ODB. I have a question. I'm trying to get produced and everything, like that. And my hardest thing and everything like that, because I'm a writer, I'm a lyricalist, you know. I write and I rap, but I rap to no beat, you know what I'm saying? That I'm a freestylist, you know what I'm saying?
An acapella.
But yeah, me and my boy, we did a beat the other day. It's called Life is Pain and everything like that. And you can check it out if you want to. I really like that, you know. It's on my Facebook page, Big Bugatti, Jimmy Cooper, at yahoo.com. And Black Tier, I'd like to kick a freestyle right quick if it's all good to you.
Yeah, and if you can, just like I said, we got about 15 minutes left for the show. So, you know, just cut it down a little bit so I can get to everybody in the music.
All right, my man. I'm coming all like right. Bone. I got more clucks on my payroll than the first and the 15th. I'll get slow, staying high, smoking and toking on that Mary weed. And if a motherfucker want to bring the drama, I'm staying hype. Got the hand on the pump, ready to dump. Got the slugs coming back to back. Motherfucker keeps and stay strapped at all times. Just in case I got a dump, Big Bugatti ain't taking no shit. Cause if I stay hype, keeping my choked. All right.
Oh, you good? You good? You good? Well,
okay, I'm coming like bone. I got more clutch my payroll than the first and the 15th. I'm staying high, smoking and toking on that berry weed. And if I and a motherfucker want drama, I'm staying hype. Got my hand on the pump. Watch me dump, taking a mop with the fury of the slugs. Coming back to back, motherfucker coming back to back. I keep and stay strapped at all times, just in case I got a dump. Quick, big Bugatti, ain't no taking no shit, cause I stays hype. Me and my chick blowing up like ammo. Watch me unload and reload, coming quick with nothing less than slugs. I'm tearing these bitch-ass, hoe-ass motherfuckers that want to call themselves rappers. Well, motherfucker, I'm coming up with nothing less than trapping, tearing these fools up on the mic. Watch me jump. I'm chasing them like I'm chasing my liquor, but I'm never chasing me a hoe. I'm like, get it popping. I'm like Tupac and Machiavelli, hoe. I keep it rocking. Now I got to stay hype because Big Bugatti bringing the drama. I'm doing them hoes. Never chasing them, bruh. Right. Fuck them bitches. I stay hot. Gotta get the, my pump. Get that shit and fucking dump. Take them out. Fucking jump. That want a battle. I'm bringing the fucking heat. That's my word. Now I like LeBron James. Got my Glock cocked with the shells that's going through you. Check my Glock when it's right. The pumping. I'll say
yo, boy, I ain't trying to cut you off, bro. It's just, you know, last time you got 14 minutes left of the show, man. But, definitely, hold on. If you want to, why don't you connect with my guest right here? Why don't you get his social media, man? He might, y'all might can do something together.
All right.
Just hit me up on Facebook. It's LexUZD.
What's your name?
Lex, LexUZD.
LEX?
Yeah,
I think I got your invite on Facebook by Black Tear. I'll hit you up, my man.
All right, cool.
All right, buddy. All
yeah,
right,
most
bye.
Definitely. Make sure you call in every single Tuesday, man. I'll make sure I take care of you.
I will, Black Tear. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
So, all right, Mr. Lex, you got anything else you want to throw out there before we get to the next callers?
Nah, man, just thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate the time. Appreciate the opportunity, sir.
No problem. All right, we got 757-675. You're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
Hey, hello there, Black Tear. This is Quantra Howard from Q-Lim Entertainment out of Virginia, Virginia. How y'all doing this evening?
Good.
You let us know.
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I'll go ahead and ask the question right quick. If you could go back to any decade in the music industry, whether it be the 80s, the 90s, or the 2000s, what decade would you go back to and why?
I mean, I'd say the 90s because of the better mix of music and sounds and, you know, genres. There's just more of a variety. If you wanted, you had a song for every mood. You had somebody to go to for everything you needed. And not everybody didn't have the same sound, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. That's awesome. Well, just letting everybody know, I host a show called The Q. It airs every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Black Eye Radio Network. We're going to hopefully have a special guest on the show. We're still getting that together, but we'll hopefully have a special guest. Also, Outside Those Bars is coming up. It's a competition we're doing with the Black Eye Radio Network. The whole network will hear from me pretty soon this week about that. We're still setting everything up, but I can clearly say that it is actually going to be going on, and I'm going to need everybody's help for this one, so definitely Black Eye Radio Network, look out for that. But it's definitely going to be a pretty big competition, a lot of prizes. People can win a lot of different things. We were talking about it way earlier in the year about it, so we're finally going to get that going. Also, just letting everybody know, also we had the Battle Rap Challenge last week. It was Bamboozle 313 versus Sleepy NASA. Bamboozle 313 won the challenge. Sleepy NASA was our champion at the time, so now Bamboozle is our new champion. So We're gonna be he's gonna be getting challenged by anybody that comes for him. And I can announce currently that the new challenger for Bamboozle 313 is Gemini, who hosts a show on Sundays, and she's from Dayton, Ohio. So we're gonna see what that goes. We'll let everybody know what happens with that. But if you want to follow the show, facebook.com/theq16. And if you want to email any music to me, email any music tracks, anything you want to get on the air that you want to air on the queue, definitely email me your music to theclown@rockymail.com, theclown@rockymail.com. And if anybody wants to check out QLN Entertainment, the label QLN Entertainment on Facebook, or QLN or QLNENT, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and Instagram. Just search QLNENT, we pop up. But besides that, yeah, just check out the show this Friday at 6 o'clock.
All right, for sure. And for those that don't know, y'all should know this is one of the hosts of my broadcast, Mr. Quantrell Howard. So big shout out for you calling in, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, y'all. Got about 10 minutes left in the show. I might extend, depends. So we're going to take like maybe two more callers, and then we're going to be up out of here. Play some music. I got 443527. You're live. Please state your name when you want. 443527.
You.
Well, 413727. You're live. 413, you're live. All right, well, we might just be having some listeners. So let's just jump into the music, man. We got Piece by Piece, and we also have Do My Thing. Which one you want to roll with first?
Do My Thing.
All right, why don't you let them know a little intro about it, man.
Really, I heard that damn beat. And I had to it just came out like that. I was sitting in the crib, had the lights off, smoking a blunt, and I was going through YouTube on my phone, and I seen the instrumental. This is what came out. So it's a remix to Kendrick Lamar Fear beat. But yeah, I love this shit. I love it.
Okay. And where can people find it at if they like it and want to, you know, check it out after the show?
Oh, it's going to be on the free download mixtape we're going to be putting for the album. So like all the things that we're not going to put on the album, we're going to put on the mixtape, a couple of other mixtape joints, and that's going to be one of them that's going to go on there.
Okay, most definitely. Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We got, hold on 1 second, y'all. Trying to make sure I got it loaded up. Do My Thing. Here we go, live on Blackout Radio.
As I sit here toking, writing rhymes in the dark, I'm trying to figure out a way to not pour on my heart. Jazzy said leave the world empty and fill the game with spark. So I'ma give y'all my all right until Anubis call. Nobody beats the clock, you waiting for Issa stop. I think they killed him already and God left us here to rot. Maybe that's just me. This liquor got me swerving and I'm on blunt number 3. Got my mind on some other shit. Eyes on the skies, I don't wanna miss the mothership. I live for my fam, man. Had to kill that cousin shit. Niggas ain't loyal, they crumble like fall. That's how they do in the 2000s. Forgot about when we were starving, living in housing. Niggas backstabbing they own like it's arousing. I know, and if we stuck together, we move mountains. I got you back to a fall. One thing's for sure, better walk how you talk. I don't need niggas second guess emotions and they bulk. A jealous and overzealous, read the rim with the salt. What you thought?
Trying to do my thing. Grip my teeth through the pain.
eyes open, king sight beyond sight. Call me paranoid, but I know what a snake bite like. Old friend, ex-wife, even my brother held a knife. In my back over a phone, I ain't take, I ain't fight. Time reveals on its own what you already been shown. It's just hard to decipher when you're in the wrong zone. Now, I'm stubborn, I'll admit that. Be like, fuck your pilot, just sit back. There's lines you can't cross. Love you can't get back. My mama hate that about me, but I know where I get it from. They be like, what up, super? I be like, where I know you from? So many walking dead, at least they dead in my head. I see ghosts all the time, but I sleep well in my bed. Long as my kids good and they stay well fed, nobody got to end up in the ditch to me in the bed. Like I said,
to, you know, sit back and reflect on. Tell them again, you know, what made that come about and where did you find that again, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying in the beginning of the song, it's Jazzy said, leave the world empty. It's there's a video out there. It's called Leave Empty, with Jazzy Def talking about telling artists to just record as much as you can and put it out there for the world in one way or another. Like if you're going to put it for sale or if you're going to put it for free, but just make sure somebody hears it, because somebody out there might love that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's people that I can't remember the guy's name. There's a guy, put out an album, and he was nobody here in America. He was homeless. And in another country, this motherfucker was God. They loved his album. They loved his music. Like, they found somebody came from there, found out he was homeless, came and found him and was like, yo, come with me. Come with me. There's a place where I'm from that we love you. We'd love to see you do a live show. Like, they brought him in, man, and this man, they treated this man like a king because they were so happy. They thought he was dead. There was a lie going around that he died, all this shit. He was homeless. And he had all these people that loved his music and all this money waiting for him because people were buying his albums and they didn't know what to send the shit. So,
wow.
But, yeah, just for everybody, just, you know, put your shit out there, man. You might not think somebody's going to like it, but somebody might like it.
Most definitely. So for those that y'all know that's way different from what's out now, and y'all heard the flow, man, he definitely got it. So we're going to get to this piece by piece. But before we do that, man, I always ask my special guest, how would you rate the Blackout Radio experience so far, man?
I loved it, man. I loved it. 5 stars, man. Y'all treat people well. We had good callers, and it's been a great time, you know?
All right. And for those that's tuning in, just know this ain't the last time y'all going to hear about Universal Zoo Disciples on Blackout Radio. Like I said, early Wu-Tang Clan affiliates, such as Killer Priest and a whole bunch of them, showed me love when I was just rapping, man. So it's only right. But we're going to keep it moving, man. Just piece by piece. Why don't you let them know what that's about before we jump into that?
Yeah, that's a track we did probably like a year ago. It's me, G's, and Nabi Reality, all from Universal Zoo Disciples, produced by Ken out of New Hampshire, the dope-ass producer. We got some hot shit. So this is one of the tracks we go around performing everywhere.
Okay. Well, here we go, piece by piece.
Mm-hmm. music, I'ma show you how to do this. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics that go. Underground music, I'ma show you how to do it. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics to go. Reality is, ain't no friends in this biz. I'ma grind for my kids and manage to win. And it's all for the taking, don't stand in my way. You hear them bones that I'm breaking, I'm crushing them all day. Head on, brain damage, I fracture skulls. Come and fuck with a G and see how gangsters roam. Real spit, I rip through, I'm here with a sick crew. Far from simple, hard work is the main principle. Get it on the floor, 1-2, when it don't stop. You and now rocking with that universal hip hop. What you know about this? Gritty on his fly shit, known to kick a hot rhyme. This moment priceless. I got this a couple hits that'll leave you seen a bloodbath. I will smash on beats, guaranteed I get the last laugh. So put your hands up, let me know that you feel it. So follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics.
Peace, God, is how let go.
Underground music, I'ma show you how to do this. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics that go. Underground music, I'ma show you how to do it. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics to go.
Music comes together like Lego blocks. We connect the vibe that knocks up the path of bragging and gunshots. Building a lyrical tomb to those in grave blocks. Attacking those who would see us fall. Love to see us broke, but hate to see us fall. This is a universal war call. Reports in the battlefield, soldier and don't stall. Piece by piece, we take our foes apart. Piece by piece, we rebuild this art. There is too many actors playing the part. They remember the lines, but forget the heart. Watch as we build this art form. Raining down a lyrical storm. They think they're hot, but the best they lukewarm. From the earth's core we perform, kicking that revolutionary boom bap, trying to get the crowd to soul clap. Universal disciples, we all over the map, samurai in this thing called rap, taking our culture back, building our future piece by piece on track.
Underground music, I'ma show you how to do this. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics that go. Underground music, I'ma show you how to do it. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics to go.
They try to kill my dreams, but they couldn't be murdered. Name couldn't be perverted. I laugh when I heard it. I love how they word it. School did them a disservice. They acted so fit. Trust me, inside they nervous. Their career touch and go like a game of suck and blow. And they already know all I gotta do is go. And they got no chance, no tour, no advance. And I'ma show what's in their pants, holes in their pockets, man. Everybody got them, and they ain't hard to spot them. But I'ma flip them inside out like I just robbed them. They lying out their ass, that's my fucking problem. Like I don't slide through these streets like a fucking slalom. Death at every turn, the gutter cold, but it burn. Fell on that bullshit, that mean they never learn. It ain't nothing to get sent to the worms. For either one of us, what's in front of us is both of us or none of us. So what's gonna come of us?
Underground music, I'ma show you how to do this. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics that go. Underground music, I'ma show you how to do it. Follow me to ecstasy and overdose on these lyrics that go.
Piece by piece. Now tell them again, man, who are all on that, you know, on that track and where they can find it at and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The first verse is BX Young G's Party UZD. He's out of the Bronx. He lives out here. And then the second verse is Nobby Reality, the founder and leader of UCD, and then third verse is me. You find the song on SoundCloud. My SoundCloud's Lex, and what else? I think it's on Nobby's. I don't know his fucking SoundCloud page.
That's funny, man. When I heard that, I heard the passion, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, and it's been a minute since I wanted to, like, check out a CD or anything, man, but I definitely need y'all to get that to me, man, when that shit final.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll make sure we get the mixtape to you, too, when that shit's ready.
And I don't know what we're gonna call that yet. We got a couple names bouncing around. But yeah, we got some shit cooking, man. I just want to give a shout out to the whole Universal Collective, everybody out there, Naughty North, Killer Company, everybody out in New Zealand, everybody out in Iceland, everybody out in France, everybody out South America, Florida, Louis Lou, whatever, fucking Focus the Game out in CT out there, fucking everybody out in Jersey. It's becoming a beautiful thing where everything's connected and growing like a tree, and it's just beautiful. Beautiful. And appreciate you letting me come on here and talk with you and playing some music and shit, man.
Oh no, man. Like I said, you know, and shout out to Harlem 6. I'm about to be having them on the show real soon. They are. So mm-hmm. It's just, man, I'm just trying to expose a younger generation, you know what I mean? And it's just like y'all doing a lot, man, you know, carrying on Old Dirty Bastard's name, Wu-Tang name in general. Feel me? So it's only right, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah. So most definitely, man, whoever's up next to the bat, just, you know, you contact me outside of the show and we can get that scheduled.
All right. Hell yeah.
All right. Well, yep. Definitely throw your links out there one more time, man, before we get up out of here.
Yeah, my SoundCloud's LEX_SUPA, Lex Super. The Facebook's at Lex UZD. We also got the Chop Shop page, Chop Shop with two P's in the Chop. Chop Shop Radio. We also got the Universal Zoo Disciples page, Universal Zoo ZU Disciples with a Z. Shout out to Brooklyn Zoo, Zoo Bullies, everybody out there. RIPODB Zoo for Life. Fucking, what else is there? What other pages? Cash UZD's page, BX Young's page, you know, get all your updates, music links, things like that.
Most definitely. And you got the invite too, man. Any Tuesday you want, man, just holler at me and I'll make sure I get you on, you know what I'm saying, to promote more of the mixtape when it's about to drop.
All right, cool, man. Thanks again, man. It was really, really appreciate it.
All right, y'all. Well, we're about to get up out of here, man, so y'all stay tuned and stay safe till next Tuesday, man, and I'm out.
That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it. Uh-huh.